Stateville Correctional Center had some of the worst conditions of any Illinois prison. It also had some of the best education programs. This spring, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the facility would be torn down and rebuilt. All of the men housed there have been transferred to other sites. But over 100 were taking higher education courses, including 8 who were ready to graduate with their bachelor's degrees. IPM's Emily Hayes has more on what's happening with them.
For the first time in 2 decades, Robert Curry has a window.
I'm able to see the world.
In September, he was transferred from Stateville near Joliet to Hill Correctional Center in Galesburg.
I'm able to see things like the highway from the yard.
Curry was convicted of murder in 2006, but maintains his innocence. He was sent to maximum security prisons, including Stateville.
I'm able to open the window and get fresh air, so those are positives.
Another positive with the move is his education. He's still able to study with Northeastern Illinois University, DePaul University, and the Prison Neighborhood Arts Education Project.
It was something that I never thought, never considered getting a degree at all. Associate's, bachelor's, or master's, I never had any aspirations to go to college. I didn't think it was in my cards.
Since 2017, Northeastern's University Without Walls program has provided a consistent pathway for men at Stateville to pursue a degree. The goal, according to Professor Erica Miners, is to honor their previous learning, which includes coursework as well as published books, new legal theories, and nationally exhibited artwork.
They were coming into the program as 30-year-olds, as 40-year-olds, as 50-year-olds, as 60-year-olds with decades of prior learning, decades of university-level prior learning. So this program allows us to make those assessments.
But when a judge ordered the site to be vacated early, Miner says they rushed to schedule the final academic requirement, a review board presentation for the 8 men in their graduating cohort. Robert Curry presented his on September 11th, the day before he was transferred. 5 of his classmates, though, were sent to different facilities, and they can no longer have contact with one another.
We depend on each other. You know, we confer to each other, confide in each other. So those are relationships that you don't normally develop in a place like this. And we were able to do that.
The University Without Walls program had planned to do a graduation ceremony for the cohort in late October. Miner says they will find a way to celebrate their recent graduates.
We're now just reassessing, and the hope is to do it in the spring, you know, March, April, May. And the hope is to do it potentially at Hill, get people moved to Hill. But, you know, that hasn't been confirmed by the Department of Corrections.
If Curry's classmates aren't transferred to Hill, they may no longer have access to higher education programs, which are not always offered. Curry says being angry about the classes being split up isn't productive, but he is
frustrated, to say the least. But I know that our DOC has no agenda to do right by us, regardless of the strides we make for ourselves.
It's his hope that he and the other students will eventually be reunited and get to experience a graduation ceremony with their families. In a statement to IPM, the Illinois Department of Corrections says the majority of the students taking higher education courses at Stateville were transferred to facilities where they can continue to study. For those who weren't, it says they may request a transfer after being in their current location for 3 months. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.